For WNPR News, I'm Lori Mack. In response to the recent rash of overdoses in New Haven, medical professionals are now going out into the community to teach people how to use naloxone, the overdose antidote.
So it just goes in the nose, one dose, and then if they don't respond, in 2 to 3 minutes, you can give a second dose.
Melissa Zupardi-Bazzi is part of a three-person team from Cornell Scott Hill Health Center in New Haven.
We're just going up to people and asking them if they heard about the overdoses in the community, if they're interested in having Narcan, educating them on overdoses, how to use Narcan, recognizing an overdose.
They're also passing out kits that include gloves, a breathing mask if CPR is needed, and a prescription for naloxone. Many of the people they encounter tell stories of friends that have died of an overdose or talk about their past drug use, but no one admits to being an active user. Phil Costello's not surprised. He's a nurse practitioner with the group. He says that's basically how it works.
A lot of times what you'll find is family members or significant others or mothers or fathers also want to make sure that they're safe.
Costello is usually out twice a week doing what he calls street medicine for the homeless, but today he's writing prescriptions for naloxone.
Today we're working on education for the recent epidemic of the fentanyl and the heroin and the fentanyl being substituted for cocaine. We prefer that they don't use drugs, but right now we're just trying to keep people from dying.
The group explains that having at least one dose of the antidote could buy someone time until paramedics arrive.
But always call 911. We have the Good Samaritan law in Connecticut, so you're not going to get arrested for possession of drugs or paraphernalia if you're calling to save someone's life.
Lori Mack, WNPR News.